Well, my grandmother was a...
How do you spell that?
And they were English people.
Ultimately, they were from England. Now, did they come, you know, about how they're coming over?
My grandfather's people were a lot German. Mm-hmm. And the carried only one teeth when they first arrived. There's a woman in Texas who's done a lot of research on our family, and she said there were three brothers who came over, mm-hmm. and they carried only one T on their name. Mm-hmm. And because of the word here in English, mm-hmm. you know, sure. usage caused them to put a double T mm-hmm. on, see. And,
how did your grandmother happen to meet your grandfather?
Well,
the one who was born in Virginia.
My grandfather was teaching school, went to teach school there. He was the new schoolmaster, and she was a young daughter there.
Well, I mean, how did she happen to be in Madison?
No, he was a new school teacher up there.
Oh,
you know,
I see, up in Virginia.
He was hired to go there, yes.
I see.
And that's how she met. He met I think it was a church picnic,
mm-hmm.
and her brothers knew him, her older brothers knew him, see, because, and introduced her.
No. So then, they moved then to.
Well, he went on the circuit as a minister for a long time, you know, and of course they move around a lot, and so that's how they got to Campbell County. They were up here at a little community called Fincastle. Have you heard of Fincastle?
No.
It's named after Fincastle, England, and it's about 5 miles. Up Highway 63, so that'd be north of here. And
I came in on 63.
Did you? Well, you came through Fincastle.
No.
I
did see that.
It's just a small community, but there's a lot of houses there. And they were living there, and he was minister of the church when my dad was born.
Then I want to ask you something else. I want to ask about your husband's background too, but the first one I want to add before I forget, did you notice any difference in speech at all between the way the people talked around Lake City and the way they talked here? Do you have any real evidence?
No, I can't tell any difference at all, and I associate with quite mm-hmm. a number of people in Lake City still,
yeah.
and I can't. In fact, you wouldn't know any difference mm-hmm. because it's just an extension of Campbell
yeah.
County, actually, down there.
Well, that's perfectly okay for me, because Anderson County and Campbell County are in the same, I have Scott Anderson and Campbell in the same grid.
Right. And Claiborne, we're all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to ask you. Now, how old's your husband?
My husband's dead. He's been dead 10 years.
Was he older than you?
Three.
Okay, so.
And he was half Welsh. One quarter Welsh. Half. His father was a full Welshman. His grandfather wrote a book. He wrote his autobiography. And, it's a very fantastic story. His mother and father had come over from Wales. That's my grandfather-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And his daddy died. Yes, his daddy died, and his mother married again. And he was just a small tot, and he had a sister who was 2 years older than he. And then his mother remarried. And she had some children by this second husband. And then she died,